Now, a group in Italy have done this.
This right here may possibly be the lowest car in the world. This group of wild mechanics, known for creating the wildest modifications to cars, set off on the quest to beat the world record for the lowest car ever. They started off by cutting this whole thing in half and also creating a super small custom engine that would fit inside this tiny thing. After hours of customization, of cutting and welding, they created the smallest car ever. What do you guys think? Are they valid, chat? Let me know.
So, when we were discussing this yesterday, you weren't quite convinced. And I watched it and I did some research. There's actually a motor in this car, right? It's like, it's real low down and it's actually a functioning car. So, it's an Italian group called Carmageddon. And it is the world's lowest drivable car using a sliced Fiat Panda. Its bottom half is replaced with a go-kart-like setup, yet it drives smoothly. Drivers enter through the back window and can drive it comfortably. I don't know how... I wouldn't call it comfortably. This unique design was featured on Carmageddon's YouTube channel. I think it's very cool.
Watching that video, because I also didn't believe it when you sent me that article.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had to go watch. I'm like, what? What is the meaning of this? It made me so upset that I can't really explain why. I'm like, why would you cut off the whole, like, the wheels of the car just to put a little go-kart underneath? And then this person is, like, tucked under the hood like a little bug. Like, it's just made me so upset.
It is. It's real low.
It literally is so low, Tom. Even lower than you.
Would you say it's lower than
even lower than you? Michelle Obama would not be impressed.
Okay, so that leads us to the question, right? What are the situations when you sloped real low? You've gone lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. You've gone lower than Thomas. It just doesn't get lower than this low, right? This is what we want to figure out.
We want to hear from you guys. It doesn't get lower than Thomas. The stories that I've heard on our car drives to the studio. Tom, you are a scandalous one.
Exactly. So if you have a story, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 064-477-1045. And we want to hear your stories. When have you stooped real low? Lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. It's Alicia Keys with Like You'll Never See Me Again. We've asked you, when have you stooped lower than a sliced Fiat Panda?
I actually went lower this morning, like super duper low. So I remember, you know, like when you're in a relationship and you're with someone and then you start having your suspicions, you actually like this girl, and it's like, no. And then finally when you guys break up, they start dating, but you only find out on their birthday because the girl posted him. And then did I not like that picture on the girl's story? I liked it. I was just like, I'ma like it.
So I'm a bit confused.
Okay, so I also had to break this down and put on my girl hat. But what I'm understanding is that this person was dating this man,
mm-hmm.
and she had her suspicions that she liked this other girl, and
yes.
he was like, no, confronted him about it, and he was like, no, I'd never do that, no, I'm not into her.
Oh, and then she went and liked the picture.
Only for them to break up, and then he actually does go and date the girl that she had her suspicions about.
That's
and then
brilliant.
She liked the birthday photo. I love that.
That's so good.
Just acknowledge what had happened.
Yeah, 100%. Mpo also got in touch.
Hey, Tom and Mta. I hated my old roommate with a passion. She used to think her 10-week-old puppy was peeing on her pile of clean clothes. It wasn't the puppy. It wasn't the puppy.
No!
No, guys, that's terrible. That's so funny. But I feel like that's 110% something I would do. Like
that is something you would do,
I could
Tom.
Totally
so
see
filthy.
Myself doing that.
You are so bad.
Peeing on your If you have stooped lower than a sliced Fiat Panda, get in touch with us.
Hi, Tom and Mta. I've stood really, really low. So I signed up my lecturer's personal email on a porn site.
Hi, Mo.
That's terrible. But
hi,
that's kind
Mo.
Of brilliant. That's
can you imagine
brilliant.
Him getting all the spam from... No! Do you know what would be even worse if it was the lecturer's UCT email address? That would be...
And I think the reason why he's done it to the personal one is the UCT one would probably block such sites.
Oh...
Which is
that
kind
is,
of brilliant.
How much can you hate your lecturer to do that?
Wow. But also, you know, some of these lecturers and these older folk love to share email accounts. So they might like share it with a wife or something, which might be even... Imagine.
You guys are so creative.
So
listen.
Creative.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Mta. I've stooped real low, I'm not going to lie. So whenever I was at work and would keep an eye on some of the coins that I had in my till drawer that weren't legal tender in my country, I would then give these to customers who were horrid to me and give them in their change. Yeah.
Illegal coins? What does that mean?
No, I mean, it must be like it must be like currency from a different country or something like that, just to really
irritate them. They can't use. So creative.
Brilliant.
Too good. Too good. That is when you stoop lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. It's such a tongue twister. Thanks for getting in touch.